This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
It only takes one Christmas. From John 3. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Many people readily complain that department stores and radio stations play Christmas music far ahead of the season. The world has kidnapped Christmas! But since it is the feast of God's love for the whole world, shouldn't the whole world celebrate? We might wonder if the message of Christ, broadcast through so much Christmas music, makes a difference to anyone who is not a believer. But it can. The Spirit of God works in many different ways to bring people to faith in Jesus. And for some people, as a friend of mine once said, it only takes one Christmas. Does our Christmas celebration tell the whole good news story? John 3, verse 16 certainly touches all the main points. God's love for the world, shown in the gift of the Son, so that whoever believes has eternal life. This year, let's have the kind of Christmas that tells the whole story. How? Well, that's a good question to ponder. A friend told his family one year that they would be getting smaller presents, because he was handing out cash to homeless people. Some families skipped their big dinner on Christmas to serve a meal at a shelter. Another person may finally smile at a lonely classmate or neighbor and break the ice to begin a friendship. There must be a world of ways to show God's cosmic love.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.